Millions of North Carolinians have already cast their ballot as part of the early election, but some will wait until the general election on November 6th. This week, L.C. Morris explains North Carolina's election process.
Every 4 years, North Carolinians cast their ballot in the presidential general election, congressional, state, and local elections. This year, Democrat President Barack Obama is running against Republican Mitt Romney for the office of president. And Democrat Walter Dalton is facing Republican challenger Pat McCrory to be North Carolina's next governor. Johnny McClain is the deputy director of the North Carolina State Board of Elections.
The North Carolina ballot is designed to make it readily accessible and readable and votable, if you will, by the voter. The ballot contains complete instructions, and my suggestion to voters, especially if they are first-time voters, is to take just a minute to look at the ballot, read the instructions, know what is there. If you have any questions during this process, certainly ask the precinct officials.
If voters are unsure of who the candidates are or what they are running for, sample ballots are available at the North Carolina State Board of Elections website at www.ncsbe.gov. Click on the county where you will vote.
Having a sample ballot is always a good idea because sometimes if their lines are long at the polling place, it is because people are giving thoughtful consideration to their choices on the ballot.
Voters may not remember all of the candidates, so they may stand at the voting booth and take a few seconds per office. It may slow down the process.
If a voter has done their research and made their decisions prior to going to the voting place and marked them on a sample ballot, it does make it easier for the voter.
For first-time voters, it can be intimidating. The term general election is used principally to distinguish it from primary elections, by-elections, and special elections. General election voting is not relegated to voting just one party.
Voters' party affiliation has nothing to do with the choices that they can make on the general election ballot. They are able to vote a straight party ticket if they so choose, or they can do what is called crossover voting so that they vote a straight party ticket, but then for a particular office or offices, they cross over to the other party and make selections. And then, of course, we have nonpartisan offices that are not included in the straight party vote, as well as the office of president and vice president is not included with the straight party vote.
On the ballot this year, voters will see some candidates without a challenger, and some will opt not to vote because they see that the person has already won. McClain says the candidate would still have to be elected.
Interestingly enough, the law requires that every elected official be elected. So even if there is no opposition for a particular candidate in a particular office, that candidate would need to receive at least one vote in order to be elected to that office. And I do believe that that person would receive at least the one vote because you know that person will vote for him or herself.
A voter can choose which races they want to vote on. McClain adds that paying attention to the ballot and reading the instructions, whether it is a touchscreen ballot or an optical scan printed ballot, will help minimize mistakes and moves the process along.
Generally speaking, as a society, we don't want to read instructions and don't usually resort to the instructions unless we have parts or pieces left over. And instructions are printed there to make it easier for the voter.
Early voting ends November 3rd at 1 p.m. throughout the state. Same-day registration is available during the early voting period. General election is Tuesday, November 6th. Polls are open from 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. To see who is running for office in your area, log on to publicradioeast.org. I'm L.C. Morris.